So this is Caleb Hamilton.
Okay.
And it is Thanksgiving. I believe it's November 22nd, 2018.
Okay.
And we are in Lubbock with, I'm currently sitting with my mother, and we'll be having Thanksgiving later with my aunt. And we might do another recording then. But this is Linda Rigsby. Say hello.
Hello.
And how old are you now? Do you remember? 70?
70.
Something four? You were born in 19...
72.
You were born in, let's see, January 16...
42.
Of 42. Mm-hmm. Okay. So maybe you're 76 now.
Oh,
maybe,
well,
76.
I had such a good, I was sleeping so well that I just got it wrong.
That's right. That's right. So let's see here. We're just doing a little test interview or test recording on StoryCorps so we can see how this goes. Do you have any favorite memories of me as a kid growing up, either in, I don't know, Montana or Lincoln, Nebraska,
yeah,
or when you and I lived in Abilene? Can you reflect on,
okay,
any memory of me or us or our time together?
No, not really. I just know that you were a very well-rounded youngin, my son, because we were fair, and you were able to do what you needed to do, and I don't remember.
What do you mean? I was doing what I needed to do.
Well, like, okay, if you were in school, you needed to work in your school when you got home.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, of course, you got your own car, which I know that was wonderful.
Do you remember helping me get my first car? It was a brown Chevy Nova.
No.
But then I noticed another car in our apartment complex when we lived in Abilene. It had Three Fountains Apartments.
Right.
And I noticed a blue Chevy Nova that never moved. And so that was a 1973 Chevy Nova.
And you still have it.
I do. And you helped me figure out who owned that car. And we went and talked to him. And it was a lady that never really drove it.
Well,
and she was interested in selling.
Yeah.
So.
To a very nice young man.
And so that...
That worked out. Yeah.
That old 73 Chevy Nova I still have in my garage.
I know, and when there's these car just going down the street, everybody following each other, do you ever indulge in that?
Well, my car doesn't run that well yet, so.
Oh, okay. You can go down to.
Do you remember any other memories of us in Abilene?
Well, I hope that we went to church. I don't down in downtown.
We did go to the. Yeah, I think it was First United Methodist downtown.
Yeah.
And now you go to another church.
Yeah. And that's called Potosi.
Yeah, you go out
and
to Potosi.
I enjoy that.
And what do you do at that church?
I play the piano.
Every Sunday.
Yes, sir. And I enjoy it very much. And the people seem to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say everything. But generally, many of them will say thank you.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
So, let's see. Do you have a nickname? Have you ever had a nickname? Do you remember growing up?
Yes, I do. I have never had one.
You've never had a nickname.
Besides, some people call me Poochie or whatever. But that's just a, you know, here a 1 second and going back to my name.
Yeah.
No, I never did. And I think that's just fine.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's see. Is there anything else that you can remember? Or anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I think that I've said this, that overall, I had a fantastic life. I enjoyed having my sister, who was, I think, 6 years older than I, and she's still alive, and she's still working hard and making people happy with what she does. She is at the...
She's at Carillon here in Lubbock.
Yeah.
And she does a lot through the church there.
And that the around the one across the street from the college up there. And I don't know if it's just a Methodist church.
Is it close to Texas Tech or?
Yes. It's across the street, St. James.
St. John.
St. John. St. John's
in Lubbock. Yeah. That's right. Good job.
Other thing that she does a little bit now, but she used to play many, many times, especially at church, playing the organ,
mm-hmm.
which very, very technical and very, you have to be, it's much, much harder than a piano.
Mm-hmm.
But she loved it.
Yeah.
And she now, she also, if she's needed, she'll be asked to play the piano
mm-hmm.
or the
organ.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that you've told me here a couple of times, you say when you're trying to think of something and you say, oh, my forgetter, it's really working today. And
so far today, it's working very well.
Well, I think all of
that's
us.
That's because we haven't been out of the house.
Have a forgetter that's really working at times. But do you have anything, I guess, anything else that you can, I don't know, reflect on or think about or... I don't know. But I just, it's Thanksgiving of 2018.
Yes, sir.
Can you believe that? And I've been going through some cards and some things that date way back to the early 1900s that probably would have been your grandparents and some letters, and I'm going to turn those cards and letters and scrapbooks. There's some wonderful scrapbooks from like the 1920s that even your mom wrote because your mom was Bess Schubert, and she was married to J.E. Schubert, and she was born in, I believe, 1904. And so I have some really amazing scrapbooks or memory books mm-hmm. from the 1920s. So she would have been in her teenage years or right around, maybe 20 or something.
Yeah.
But I'm going to turn those into a museum here associated with the Texas Tech campus. And that's what they specialize in. They take in all these memorabilia and books, and they study them and they document them and they catalog them. And so that'll be maybe important for our family to know as time goes. But just a real quick memory from me is just how supportive you were during my childhood growing up. You were always making sure that I had everything I needed, even, when you and Dad separated from Montana and we were in Lincoln, Nebraska. I was in Lincoln from kindergarten through sixth grade. And then I began my seventh grade year in Abilene, and you and I had a wonderful time in Abilene, just the two of us, until I graduated high school from Cooper High School in Abilene. And then you and Tom had been dating for a number of years through my college years, and then you ended up getting married midway through my college years. And you had a wonderful time with Tom and a wonderful relationship with Tom. I just remember you always being supportive of me and through my gymnastics years at Cooper and all of my friends. And, you know, we had friends that needed to live with us for extended periods of time. I think, you know, Don lived with us for a couple of years. Don Robertini and Greg Clark lived with us for a year probably. So you were, even though we had a small apartment and you were a single mom and you were working two jobs as a music teacher, and you worked at Premier, doing some Premier jewelry you sold, and then at Petite Sophisticates was a clothing store in the mall. You worked there, and so you supported not just me, but, you know, other young men who were even less fortunate than we were. So you're very supportive of all of us, and I don't think I would be where I was. I would not be where I am today without you having been very, very supportive. And
for me, it was an adventure, and I cannot, as far as I'm concerned, I never heard any naughty language around me. Now, they might somewhere else, but around me, everybody of those gentlemen, they were gentlemen. And I think all of them together became, as we've already said.
Yeah.
But I was the one that was so fortunate to be in with... that I was able to help some of your friends.
Well, that was it was a special time.
Very much.
And, you know, I know, again, there's, we've talked a lot in the past about some things, but it was a special time, so. But I wanted you to know that I love you very much. And
I love you very much.
Very thankful.
And I'm a stronger lady because of you.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have that many, as you already know. I have a couple of ladies, maybe three, that I enjoy being with, and we can talk about whatever needs to be talking about, and we don't run people down. But outside of that, and of course, I enjoy thinking about how fortunate I was. You've already said that my teaching just did all sorts of good things for me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I've got to wrap this up because have to go to see Aunt Betty right now.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I'm hoping to record a little bit with Aunt Betty as well.
Looking forward to us doing this.
Yeah. All right. Love you, Mom.
Yes, I love you.